More than 600 people held signs, chanted, and demonstrated yesterday at the Boise airport in opposition to President Donald Trump's executive order banning refugees from entering the country. Matt Gillum reports.
Chanting filled the concourse between the check-in desks and security area. Amid those demonstrating in the terminal were Heather and Levi Kavner. A teacher by trade, Levi said despite the Gem State's overwhelming support for President Trump in the November election, taking action here is crucial.
I think it's just important to stand in solidarity, even in a far-flung place like Idaho, to make sure that people know that we don't agree with what he's doing.
One of the protesters held a sign declaring, "My parents fled the Nazis."
My mother was a refugee from Poland when the Nazis invaded in 1939. She was able to come to this country.
That's retired pharmacist Hank Frejczak.
My father was in a military concentration camp until 45. He had to flee the communist regime. There has to be an out, and America is supposed to provide that. I have no right to say no to somebody who wants to come in and have a better life.
The airport rally remained peaceful with no arrests. Statements from some of Idaho's top lawmakers regarding the president's executive order followed Sunday's demonstration. Republican Senator Jim Risch's communication director said the senator would learn more about the action when he returns to D.C. Congressman Raul Labrador weighed in, saying the media's portrayal of the order as a ban on Muslims is an intentional falsehood meant to undermine the president and mislead the public. Labrador says the order offers a lack of clear guidance on the policy. He says the administration could have done a better job of implementing it. Governor Butch Otter called the order consistent with his position. He hopes President Trump adopts a requirement forcing consultation with governors before refugees are resettled in a state. Otter says the country has been too lax in enforcing immigration laws and setting admission standards for refugees. For KBSX News, I'm Matt Gillum.